If you have your Bibles, and I strongly suggest that every Sunday you do have your Bible, please open to Psalm 131.
如果大家有圣经的话，请把圣经打开到诗篇131章。
We'll read Psalm 131 in both languages, beginning with English.
我们会读诗篇131章的经节，中文和英文一起。
Psalm 131. Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I concern myself with great matters, nor with things too profound for me. Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul.Like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever.
耶和华，我的心不狂傲，我的眼不高大，重大和测不透的事我也不甘心。我的心平稳安静，好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中。我的心在我里面真像断过奶的孩子。以色列啊，你当仰望耶和华，从今时直到永远。
The heading of this psalm tells us that this is a psalm of ascent.
这首诗歌的标题上面说的是上行之诗。
It also tells us it was written by David.
也是大卫所写的。
There are 15 psalms that carry the description Psalm of Ascents.
诗篇里共有15首的标题都是上行之诗。
Ascent, going upwards.
是指在登高的时候唱的歌。
These are psalms that were sung approaching the temple.Which was located on the highest part of the city of Jerusalem.
这是指当人们在登上圣殿时唱的诗歌。圣殿是位于耶路撒冷城的最高处。
Often these songs were sung by people coming from a long distance as they approached Jerusalem and the mountain that the city of Jerusalem and the temple were placed on.
通常这些诗歌是人们从远方来到耶路撒冷，登上耶路撒冷和圣殿所在的山上所唱的歌。
Think about how that might apply to you and me.
想一想，我们可以怎样运用到我们身上
？Do you sing a song of anticipation on your way to church?
你是否会在来教会的路上唱一首诗歌呢？
Sounds like a pretty good idea.
听上去是不错的主意。
It's my habit to have my radio on to KHFM, the classical station, on Sunday morning as we drive to church.
我一般来教会的路上都会打开电台，播放经典的那个音乐的频道。
And they are kind enough to have classical sacred music on during that part of Sunday morning.
这个电台很好的是在周日的早上都会放一些跟敬拜有关的一些古典的音乐。
Unfortunately, it's usually in a language in which I am not proficient.
通常所听到的那些歌唱的语言都不是我所精通的。
This morning it was in Russian.
今天早上呢是唱的是俄罗斯的歌曲。
I think.
我觉得是。
I'm not sure that was really preparing me for worship, but it got me in the mood.
虽然我不知道这首诗歌是不是真的预备了我来敬拜，但是让我的心情有在那样的心境当中。
How do you prepare yourself for worship?
你又是怎样来预备自己来敬拜的
？Why do we sing in preparation for the lesson from God's word？
我们是如何来预备我们自己来听神的话语
？Are the songs we sing just for our pleasure？
我们唱的诗歌只是为了取悦我们自己吗？
If we just played my favorites, maybe we'd have some banjos up here and we'd do I'll Fly Away 16 times.
如果只是为了我自己的话，我可能会让乐队来上面来唱那首飞得很高那首歌来唱16遍。
Or are these songs chosen to guide our spirits and minds into anticipation for what we're about to hear from God's word?
或是这些诗歌是被挑选来引导我们的心和灵来预备我们即将要听到的神的话语。
David began this psalm or song of ascent with perhaps the most important aspect of preparation for worship.
大卫在这首上行之诗的开头讲到了一个为敬拜做的最重要的一个预备，就是
He began with the subject of humility.
就是要有一个谦卑的心。
The opposite of pride.
也是骄傲的反义词。
He said, Lord, my heart is not proud.
这里说到耶和华，我的心不狂傲。
As worshippers approached the temple,The first line of the song that they sang repetitively as they came pledged that their hearts, their real deep selves were not ruled by pride.
当人们靠近圣殿敬拜的时候，这里诗歌的第一句反复的在讲到的是为他们是为了他们自己的心来求，让他们心底深处的自己不被这个骄傲狂傲所辖制。
But they were ruled by humility.
而是要有一颗谦卑的心。
There's more than one direction for humility.
谦卑有许多个方面。
We're correct to consider that God requires humility in our relationships with one another.
神要求我们在与他人的关系上要谦卑。
He says that we shouldn't.Do things from selfishness or empty conceit.
神说我们不应当出于自己的利益，出于自私。
We should not be selfish. We should not be exaggerating our own personal capabilities or seeking our own personal glory.
我们不可以自私，来强调自己的能力，或是追求自己的荣耀。
These things are the elements of pride.
这些都是骄傲的元素。
By contrast, we should be humble.
相反，我们应当谦卑。
A byproduct of this attitude is that we will have a strong interest in the well-being of other people.
这种态度带来的副产品就是我们会对他人的事会关心。
Not just ourselves, but others.
不是我们自己，而是别人。
In fact, God expects us to give preference to others.
事实上，神更希望我们去关心别人，关心他人。
He says, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love.
这里说到爱弟兄要彼此亲热。
Now there's two kinds of words, Greek words that are used for love in the New Testament.
在新约圣经当中有两个在希腊文当中有两个词来代表爱这个意思。
This is not that Greek word that says, okay, we've got to love somebody only because God gives us the power to do it.
这里的爱并不是指我们去爱别人是因为上帝给我们的这个能力。
This is the Greek word phileo, which is translated brotherly love, which is the love that you give because you,are attracted to someone.
这里的爱是一种弟兄之爱，它代表了你和彼此的一种亲近。
It's that throw your arms around someone and hug them kind of love.
是一种你把你和拥抱对方，然后来表示一种亲热。
As the verse says, giving preference to another.
也是要这里说的要看顾别人，关心别人。
God tells us in the Bible that a spirit of humility should also cause us to be submissive to others.
圣经也说到，谦卑的心会让我们对他人顺服。
giving way to their position or their desires.
也是为了顾及到对方的利益，顾及到对方的好处。
And then God gives us a little motivation in that verse because he says God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble.
这里神也讲到了要给我们一点动机，也就是神会阻挡骄傲的人而会赐恩给谦卑的人。
God resists pride but rewards humility.
神阻挡骄傲的人但是赐恩给谦卑的人。
I think it's clear which side of this we ought to be on.
我觉得这里讲得非常的清楚。
We don't want to be resisting God.
我们并不想要被神所阻挡。
Well, so far we have considered being humble toward other people.
到目前为止我们认为谦卑这里是指的是对他人的谦卑。
But there's another direction of humility.
但是谦卑还有另外一面。
Look at the very next verse in 1 Peter 5.
我们来看彼得这前书的第六节。
He says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God.
所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下。
As important as it is to be humble in our interpersonal relationships, it is even more important to be humble in our relationship towards God.
同与他人关系上的谦卑同样重要，甚至更加重要的是，要是我们与神关系上的谦卑。
Without humility towards God, I would say that I would more than suggest, I would insist to you that we do not really know who He is and we do not really know who we are.
如果没有在与神关系上的谦卑，我们不会真正的去认识神，甚至我们自己。
Without humility, we can't have the proper relationship to the Almighty God.
没有谦卑的心，我们没有办法与神有一个好的关系。
Without humility, we cannot accept that it is God who rules and leads each one of us.
如果没有谦卑的心，我们无法接受神对我们的带领和掌管。
Proverbs 16:9 says, "The heart of man plans his way, but contrast, the Lord establishes his steps."
箴言十六章九节说到人心筹算自己的道路，唯耶和华指引他的脚步。
We may think we are deciding what we're going to do, and how we're going to do it, but God is really the one who gets it done.
也许我们会去计划我们接下来要去做什么，如何做，但是事实上是神在真的掌管着这一切。
And without humility towards God, we do not know our place in His plan for this world.
如果没有一个谦卑的心，我们无法知道我们在神的计划中的一个位置。
Your word is a lamp to my feet.
你的话是我脚前的灯。
And a light to my path.
是我路上的光。
It is God who really tells us where we're going.
是神才能告诉我们我们该往哪里去。
I'm sure we can all look back in our lives and look at times when we went down the wrong road.
也许我们回顾我们的一生，我们会想到也许我们有走错路的时候。
I'm sure that's true sometimes in big ways.Sometimes in little ways.
也许是一些在一些大事上，也许是在一些小事上。
When we went down the wrong road, we weren't listening to God.
我们当我们走错路的时候，我们当时可能没有听到神的话。
Okay. Only He can really guide us to the part of His plan that He wants us to function in.
只有神才能告诉我们我们在他的计划当中应该扮演什么样的 角色。
And without humility, we have trouble understanding how powerful God is.
没有一个谦卑的心的话，我们无法理解神的大能。
He made the earth by his power. He established the world with his wisdom. He stretched out the heavens with his understanding.
耶和华用能力创造大地，用智慧建立世界，用聪明铺张穹苍。
I think it's valuable if we can separate out some time, and not think about anything else except God's power.
也许一件非常有价值的事情就是我们能够有一定的时间来回顾神他的能力。
Just sit and look at a mountain or a glacier or a river and say, "Ooh, where'd that come from?"
仅仅是坐在那里看着高山冰川河流，然后想一下到底是那些是从哪里而来。
Surely the one who brought the universe into being deserves a respect and honor.
创造万物的神是真的值得我们尊敬和崇拜的。
Let us worship and bow down.
我们要屈身敬拜。
Okay. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
在造我们的耶和华面前跪下。
Okay.Philippians 2 says, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow down.
腓立比书说到，叫一切在一切天上、地上和地底下的，都因他的名而屈膝。
Bowing the knee is a symbol of humility.
屈膝是一种谦卑的象征。
Sometimes we probably do need to.Physically bow down when we pray to remind ourselves of our humility before God.
也许我们不需要真正的跪下，然后向神祷告，来以此来证明我们对神的谦卑。
This verse says that someday every tongue will confess that Jesus is the boss, the Lord.
这里说到无不称口耶稣基督为主。
I ask you, have you confessed that Jesus is the only way for your sins to be forgiven?
你是否有承认耶稣是饶恕你罪的唯一的一个途径？
Have you humbled yourself before him?
你是否在他的面前谦卑自己？
Have you accepted him as the Lord and Master of your life?
你是否接受他做你生命的主？
ThatAcceptance of Jesus is the first step in a life of humility.
接受耶稣是拥有一颗谦卑的心的第一步。
David goes on to mention some things that can get in the way of our humility.
接着大卫讲到了会阻挡我们谦卑的东西。
He says, he adds, nor are my eyes lofty.
他这里说到我的眼不高大。
Lofty, lifted up, too high.
这里说高大就是指你抬头，然后眼望向高处。
When our eyes are focused on goals that are too high, often we are thinking of the personal glory that we can attain.
当我们关注的目标太高的时候，我们常常会想到的是我们能够得到的个人的荣耀。
In our society, we often make heroes out of people who feel driven to be the best or beyond the best.
在现今的社会当中，我们常常会将那些追求完美的人称他们为英雄。
Whether it's in athletics or wealth or power,Or politics.
无论是在体育比赛，或者是财富、权力，或者是政治上。
I'd love to go into politics today, but I won't.
我很想讲关于政治，但是今天我就不讲。
Could talk forever about that, couldn't we?
这是一个很好的话题。
At just about any political level, from city government to the presidential level, I chuckle at all the statements by candidates about wanting to be of service to the people when I think their real motivation is personal glory.
在政治的任何一个层级，像无论是从这个市政管理到国家总统，我都能听到那些候选人他们提到他们想要为人们服务，但是虽然他们其实内心真正想的是他们个人的荣耀。
Davis goes on and writes about more things that affect our humility.
接下来大卫又讲了一些其他的会影响到我们谦卑的心的东西。
Neither do I concern myself with great matters, nor with things too profound for me.
重大和测不透的事我也不敢行。
I don't know about the Chinese, but the word profound in English is, it grabs you.
在这里说到是测不透的事。
Too often, we spend more time than is justified trying to understand issues and ideas that are beyond our power to comprehend.
我们常常花太多的时间，试着去理解超越我们能力的一些事情或者是想法。
I'm not talking about those silly questions like, can God make a rock that is too big for him to pick up?
我不是说那些比如说神把那个石头造得太大我们没有办法去抬起来。
No, not that kind of nonsense. But you know, there was a time when theologians did argue about how many angels could stand on the head of a pin.
但是确实有这样的情况那些学者在讨论说有多少天使可以站在一个笔尖上
I think they got many different answers.
他们好像也得出了很多不同的结论。
When Job questioned God, and I mean, when Job questioned God's doing things, how he was doing things,
当约伯在约伯记当中讲到约伯在质疑神他的作为的时候
He was being prideful.
他有显出他的骄傲。
And that his questioning God resulted in God questioning Job.
他的质疑反而使神来质问他。
He asked some questions like this.
神有问了下面这些问题。
By the way, Job, were you there when I formed the foundations of the earth?
神说我立大地根基的时候你在哪里呢?
By the way, Job, once you were born, did you cause the sun to come up in the morning to appear every day?
神问你的生平可曾向晨曦发号施令?
Job, at night when you look up and you see that cluster of stars called the Pleiades, do you have the power to keep them packed together?
神问当你看仰望星空的时候你能看到那些看到那个阳星星宿的时候你有能力把它们全部拴在一起吗?
By the time we get to the end of the book, as Pastor will, some months in advance, okay, we find that Job has gotten over his pride.
当你读约伯记读到后面的时候道成牧师也会讲到约伯他有意识到自己的骄傲。
Job said to God, You asked, Who is this who hides counsel with knowledge?
约伯说到你谁用无知的语言使你的旨意隐藏呢?
Who is this who pretends to be an expert when he doesn't know anything about it?
哪一个人是那个自以为自己是很精通的人。
Job says, That's what you asked me, God, and here's my answer.
约伯说这是就是你问我的问题现在就是我给你的回答。
I have uttered what I did not understand. Things too wonderful for me, which I did not know.
我所说的是我不明白的，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。
Job understood that he shouldn't be talking about things too complicated for him to understand.
约伯明白他不应该去说那些对他来说太复杂太难理解的事情。
There are plenty of simple things that we can understand, and we need to concentrate our attention on getting those things right.
世界上有足够的事，足够多简单的事情让我们可以去理解，我们也需要去关注在如何把这件事情做对上。
Those who approached the temple along with David, in preparation for worship,did not want to have their minds distracted by thoughts of things too deep for them to understand.
那些靠近圣殿为敬拜做准备的人，他们不想自己的心，自己的心绪被复杂的事物所分心。
They needed to be anticipating drawing close to God and hearing His instruction.
他们需要预备好与神靠近时聆听他的话语。
I challenge you and myself to spend time preparing for worship.
在这里我也希望你包括我自己来花时间预备敬拜。
By clearing your minds of extraneous thoughts and humbling ourselves before God.
清空我们心中多余的杂念，在神的面前谦卑我们自己。
David goes on to tell us that a humble state of mind leads to a peaceful soul.
大卫告诉我们，谦卑的心能够带来平安的属灵。
He says, "Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with his mother, like a weaned child is my soul within me."
我的心平稳安静，好像断过奶的孩子在他母亲的怀中。我的心在我里面，真像断过奶的孩子。
A weaned child no longer receives milk from his mother.
断了奶的孩子不会再从他母亲那里获得乳汁。
He is able to eat solid foods, but still is nurtured and instructed by his mother.
他可以开始吃辅食了，但是仍需要妈妈的照顾和引导。
God uses this analogy to teach us about spiritual maturity.
神用这个比喻来教导我们有关于属灵的成熟。
1 Peter 2 says, As newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word, so that you may grow.
彼得前书说，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样。
As new Christians, we need the elementary principles.
作为新的基督徒，我们需要知道作为基督徒最基本的原则。
Then we can grow to understand and apply the deeper truths of God's word.
然后我们可以在成长并理解运用神他的话语。
In this psalm, David said in his ascent to the temple that he was beyond the elementary issues.
大卫说到在他去往圣殿的路上那些都超越了那些最基本的事物。
He had a level of maturity that enabled him to hear and act upon what God told him.
他的心成熟到可以听到并行出神所告诉他的。
Knowing God like this brought a calm and peaceful life to David.
对神的了解带给大卫一个平静平稳安静的生命。
That's what God wants for each of His children.
这也是神要给他每一个子女儿女的。
Once we are justified or brought clean before God, through our faith, we have peace with Him.
当我们因信称义，我们就借着我们就能与神相合。
David lived in a turbulent world, but he was able to live at peace.
大卫生活在一个动荡的世界，但是他能却活有平安。
I don't think I need to remind you that we also live in a turbulent world.
我们也生活在一个动荡的世界。
The only way to have peace is through faith in Christ.
唯一拥有平安的方式就是通过在基督里的信心。
Jesus does not promise to always take away the trouble, but he gives us peace in the midst of it.
耶稣从来没有承诺要会能够带走我们所有的烦恼，但是他能带给我们平安。
In John 16, he seems to be telling the disciples, count on it, you're going to have tribulation.
在约翰福音这里说到在这个世界上你们会有苦难。
But trust me, I've overcome that.
但是你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
As David and others walked up the hill to the temple with a heart of humility and a soul at peace, David urged his followers to enter their time of worship with a commitment to God for the future.
当大卫和他的跟随者们怀着一颗谦卑的心和平安的属灵爬上山到达圣殿的时候，大卫鼓励他们在敬拜的时候要把自己的未来都交给神。
Says Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth, right now, and then for the future.
大卫说到以色列啊，你当仰望耶和华，从今时直到永远。
He didn't say anything about the past because we can't do anything about that.
他没有提到过去，因为我们对过去不能做任何的事情。
But as you are approaching the temple in preparation for worship, as you're singing this psalm again and again and again, think of the future with the Lord.
当他们在爬上圣山的时候，一遍又一遍地唱着这个诗歌，他们心里想的是他们的未来。
Where is your hope?
你的盼望又在哪里？
The Bible tells us that without Jesus, there is no hope.
圣经告诉我们，没有耶稣就没有盼望。
But he tells us there's a blessing for those who trust in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord.
但是圣经告诉我们，那些以耶和华为可靠的有福了。
That's a lot to look forward to.
这确实是，很大的福气。
Titus 2, we read that we should be looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
提多书讲到等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
Do you have that hope?
你有这样的盼望吗？
Are you looking forward to the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ?
你有这个盼望来见我们这伟大神和救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现吗？
You can't be looking forward to that if he's not your Savior.
你无法有这样的盼望如果他还没有成为你的救主。
Put your trust in him.
你今天就来相信他吧。
As David and his people prepared for worship in the temple, they sang of humility, peace, and hope.
当大卫和他的子民预备在圣殿中的敬拜，他们歌唱着是谦卑、平安和盼望。
Saw that humility leads to peace.
我们看到谦卑的心能够带来平安。
Peace leads to hope.
平安能够带来盼望。
Hope also leads to something else.
盼望也能够带来一些其他的东西。
In 1 John, we read that everyone who has this hope will be striving to live a life pleasing to him.
约翰一书说，有着指望的就会活出神所喜悦的生命。
We will purify ourselves just as he is pure.
洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
This is what God wants for each one of us.
这是神要给我们每一个人的。
In just a moment, we're going to sing a hymn that reminds us of our need to constantly be searching our hearts to see if there is something that needs purifying.
接下来我们要来唱一首诗歌，让这首诗歌来提醒我们要时刻审查我们的心是否需要洁净。
The first verse says, Search me, O God, look at me, and and know who I really am.
第一节就讲到要恳求救主，来看我的，洞察我的心。
See if there's something me that needs changing.
看看我的心里到底有哪些需要被改变。
Then cleanse me from that sin and set me free.
请将我心中的这个罪清除，使我自由。
The second verse says, I praise you, Lord, for getting me free from that sin.
第二节讲到赞美救主，因将我的罪洗清。
The words say, fill me with fire, the enthusiasm for you that I should have, instead of the fire that would burn me with shame.
这里是求救主，让我的心能够充满着洁净，而不是那些羞情。
Lord, see to it that you are magnified in what I do.
也以此而荣耀主名。
That is an act of humility.
这也是一种谦卑的态度。
And the third verse says, Lord, take my life.
第三节讲到神让我完全归你。
Take all of it.
把我的所有都献给你。
Take me completely.
完全的献上给你。
Take my will, my passion, myself, and especially my pride.
带走我所有的骄傲自带走我所有的激情渴望最重要的是要带走我的骄傲。
When you get to it at the end, please think about these words very carefully as you sing them. Ask yourself, are you really surrendered to him?
当唱到最后这首诗歌的时候也问问你自己你是否愿意完全的顺服于主。
诗篇131篇能够帮助我们来准备来敬拜我们的神。
Psalm 131 help us to prepare our heart to worship.
有个三个重点，也就是第一点，一个谦卑的心。
There are three themes. The first one is humble heart.
第二就是一个平安的一个心灵。
Second is a peaceful soul.
第三就是一个有盼望的一个生命。
The third thing is a hopeful life.
所以每次我们来到神面前敬拜，向他祷告的时候。
So whenever we come to worship God,
让我们思想这三点。
Let's think about all these three things.
到底我们有没有一个谦卑的一个心？
Do we have a humble heart?
到底我们来到神面前是否有一个平安的一个心灵？
Do we have a peace at our soul?
第三就是我们是否有一个有盼望的一个生命？
Do we have a hope in our life?
所以这诗篇第131篇教导我们来到神的面前，我们必须有这三个重点。
Psalm 131 teach us we must have all these three things before we come to God.
让我们遵守听从神的话语。
Let's obey God's word.
让我们大家安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Let's quiet our hearts and meditate on God's word.
全能的天父上帝，今天早上我们来到你面前仰望你的时候。
Almighty God, when we come towards you this morning to worship you,
求主你教导我们如何的敬拜你。
Teach us how to worship you.
也求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
明白什么怎样做一个谦卑的人。
How to be a humble person.
谦卑在你的手下。
Humbly before you.
因为你是那位创造天地万物的主。
because you are the creator of the heaven and the earth.
我们只不过是一个被造的。
We are your creature.
因此我们必须要来到你面前，谦卑在你的面前。
So we must humbly come towards you.
当我们来到你面前谦卑的时候，
When we come before you humbly,
我们必会得到从你而来的那个平安。
We will receive a peace from you.
因此我们的生命有永恒的盼望。
So our life will be hopeful.
主啊，求你教导帮助我们。
Lord, please teach us, help us.
让我们活出一个蒙你喜悦的生命。
So we have a life that will accept to you.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.